This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know I have to find my way back in.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I have to come in as a backup, that's fine. But that's not where I'm staying. And when I prove that I'm a starter, I want to be able to step on the field as such.
Ian Rappaport says that the door is open, whatever that means, for Colin Kaepernick after his workout with the Raiders. I think this was Rappaport just trying to get involved in this story because Schefter is the one who broke the story that the workout was happening. Now, if I'm going to speculate, that would seem to say that the workout went well. Rappaport saying that the workout went well and there's a legitimate chance that he could be signed to go play with Vegas. Mike Florio.
So we can't speculate and recollate.
Thanks, AB. Mike Florio says two other teams were showing interest in Kaepernick before the Raiders workout. Okay, fine. That doesn't mean the interest has to disappear. It was just a workout. Not two other teams were interested in signing him. He's still available. I'm sure he would go and work out for two other teams. In fact, I know that he would. So two other teams were showing interest. Let's see if they actually invite him in. I'm going to doubt it. I think there's a little, my theory is there's a little FU from Mark Davis channeling his father towards Roger Goodell and the NFL in saying, I want to make your life a little bit miserable after you did that to me with the John Gruden story.
I kind of perked up yesterday when I saw the tweets from Josina Anderson of CBS Sports. She actually tweeted.
Is she with CBS officially?
Yes, she's okay. With CBS Sports. So she does CBS Sports, and also she does a podcast called The Crew. So she does that as well. But she had a source who was actually at the workout tell her what the workout was like. This is what Josina sent out as in regards to Kaepernick's workout. I think the best thing for him is that someone pulled the trigger on a workout. He looked like a guy taking things more seriously. Lean, fit, still has a strong arm, but it's easier when it's choreographed. This was unscripted, not his drills, and at times you could tell. So he would have to work his ass off to knock off the rust on the accuracy and the touch. Can he still play in the league? Yeah. But he's going to have to really earn it, in my opinion. That's from the source at the workout.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, reporting that arm strength was there and the conditioning was there. So that is the feedback. Now, look, I know a lot of people are saying, who cares? He's going to come in and just be a backup. I care from two angles. One, that the guy is allowed to play again after they kicked him out of the league. And number two, the chaos and the nightmare that this would cause for the National Football League. This is, I want to know what the other owners are texting each other right now. I want to know what Jerry Jones opened up his flip phone and wrote to Dan Snyder or the others or to Roger Goodell. I want to know how much panic. Is there more panic in the NFL offices over the Brian Flores lawsuit or Kaepernick maybe being signed by the Raiders?
Panic? Oh, Flores.
Okay.
Yeah, that because there's a tampering, not tampering, a tanking side to that, which hits the integrity of the league. And if they find that you have teams.
Well, we know that it didn't happen in Cleveland, Hugh Jackson, right? That got disproven.
Right, but if this is true and there's the tanking thing, I mean, that's like, okay, now you've got a team actively trying to lose games. Vegas now is what? Is Vegas, if Vegas finds out there's a team actively trying to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Are they putting a line out anymore? Yeah, but is anybody going to bet on it?
Yeah. But they might take away Stephen Ross's team. They may take the mind. But then with the Kaepernick thing, you know that they're asking themselves, what will this do to ratings viewership? Who's going to bail? You know, how often is he going to bring these issues back up? We kicked him out for a reason. We banned him for a reason. And now we want all those things to return. So, Yeah, I probably agree with you. It's going to be hard to prove, though, the NFL teams. I forget about just the tanking, but the hiring practices, not giving minorities a fair chance. That's going to be hard to prove. Like Kaepernick coming back, that's like real bam right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's like no getting around that. It's not a legal case.
You know, it will be a story when he gets signed. It'll be a story for a couple of weeks, and then it won't be a story anymore.
I think it depends on how much Colin talks.
Well, yeah, but
if he doesn't talk a lot, I agree, it will go away.
He's a backup quarterback, and he'll be a backup with the Raiders. Doesn't have a platform. Nobody wants to hear from the backup quarterback. You want to hear from him initially, maybe, but like after a while, after you hear from him initially, you know, then I don't know that you're going to hear from him much anymore.
The next racial issue that happens
in the country. A camera or 1,000 will be in front of his locker. Yes, but on a day-to-day basis, you know, yeah. I don't know. After the initial surge, you're going to see a ton.
Bovada has the betting odds. They currently project him to remain unsigned. Okay, obviously, not on an active roster for week 1 is -400. If he signed, obviously the Raiders lead the way, +225. Seattle is second. Carolina is third. The Detroit Lions are fourth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.